This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump said his decision to leave a small number of U.S. troops in Syria does not constitute a reversal of his plan to withdraw all troops from the country. A senior U.S. defense official told VOA that the troops will remain in Syria to help enable local forces to keep ISIS from resurging. The official said the presumption is that the several hundred troops will be part of an international peacekeeping force. According to Reuters reporter Gillian Kitchener, at least two people have been killed along Venezuela's border with Brazil after indigenous groups tried to stop a military convoy loyal to President Nicolas Maduro from blocking foreign aid.
In another small town near the Brazilian border, troops fired tear gas at protesters, reportedly wounding at least five people. On Thursday, Maduro closed down Venezuela's southern border with Brazil.
The guards informed us that nothing can pass, not vehicles, nobody walking, nothing. So they're totally closing it, according to them, for security. But that's wrong, because what other countries are doing is to help Venezuela.
Maduro, who denies there's a humanitarian crisis in Venezuela, is also threatening to close the Colombian border ahead of a Saturday deadline issued by self-proclaimed interim president and opposition leader Juan Guaido to bring the aid through. Meanwhile, a fundraising concert kicked off in the Colombian town of Cúcuta, where the aid has accumulated.
That's Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reporting. President Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liao Hong expressed optimism that the two countries will reach a trade agreement and defuse a dispute between the world's two largest economies, as both sides agreed to continue their negotiations for two more days. Liao has been granted authority to negotiate directly with the U.S. by the President of China. This is VOA News. Bishops and archbishops from all over the world gathered at the Vatican on Saturday to attend the third day of a historical sex abuse prevention summit called by Pope Francis. Clerical leaders are ready to focus in particular on transparency after an entire day on Friday dedicated to the topic of accountability. Monsignor Augustin Obiora Akubese is the president of the Episcopal Conference of Nigeria.
You know, everybody is on the same page now that this is a crime that must be tackled. And then if everybody is on the same page, then they will do more to make sure that it doesn't happen again in the church.
Some headway has already been made. Two U.S. cardinals have confirmed that the Vatican is working on a clarification to a 2016 law that was supposed to hold bishops and religious superiors accountable. There could be more fireworks in Washington soon over the long-awaited Mueller report. Word that special counsel Robert Mueller may wrap up his investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and issue his final report in the coming weeks has Washington on edge. There's speculation over whether Mueller will implicate President Trump in criminal conduct or clear him in a probe that the president has repeatedly called a witch hunt and denounced to the media as recently as Friday.
At some point, I guess I'll be talking about it, but you know the nice part? There was no collusion, there was no obstruction, there was no anything. So that's the nice part. There was no phone calls, no nothing.
Another hotly debated question will be, will the report be made public or will Americans and the rest of the world be kept in the dark about details of an investigation that has cast a shadow over the Trump presidency? Nigeria's president says polling stations will be safe Saturday when the country holds national elections after a one-week delay. In a nationally televised address on Friday, President Muhammadu Buhari said security has been mobilized across the country for the polls and pledged that people will be able to vote without intimidation or fear. Political tensions are running high as Nigerians prepare to elect a new president and parliament. During the campaign, Buhari's All Progressives Congress and main opposition People's Democratic Party accused each other of attempting to fix the outcome. President Trump has already promised to veto promised legislation originating in the U.S. House that would reverse Mr. Trump's emergency declaration that would secure funds for a wall along the U.S. border. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explained to reporters that the vote is expected in the early part of next week.
We plan to be voting on it on the floor of the House. We plan then, after it passes the House, to send it over to the Senate. We want to deal with this as expeditiously and carefully as possible.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.